Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
A new report has dropped that reveals the Golden State Warriors are interested in making a trade once again with the Toronto Raptors, but now for Bruce Brown. Obviously, Bruce Brown has been highly coveted across the NBA from different teams. It feels like half the league is interested in acquiring Bruce Brown, but the Golden State Warriors have some interesting pieces and particularly an interesting package that I know will definitely have some Raptors fans excited and intrigued by it, but definitely others wanting to stay away. So we're going to break all that down in this video. But before we do, folks, again, over 58% of our viewers are not subscribed to the channel, and we want to keep you up to date with all of the latest Toronto Raptors news with the trade deadline just around the corner. So make sure to hit that subscribe button if you want to stay up to date with everything Toronto Raptors. But let's dive into this report, and obviously you saw the thumbnail. Obviously, Andrew Wiggins has been linked to the Toronto Raptors for years. The Golden State Warriors, they're intrigued by OG Anunoby. They're intrigued by Pascal Siakam. Wiggins has had up and down play over his entire NBA career, but even over his Warriors tenure. And basically, him being Canadian, there was a lot of pieces put together along those lines. Well, now the Golden State Warriors are again interested in a Toronto Raptor, as report has dropped from Brett Siegel, essentially, you know, that breakdown, DeJounte Murray, Bruce Brown trade markets, and the Warriors evaluating trade deadline options. Basically, he came out and said that pertaining to the NBA trade deadline at hand and what the options are for the Warriors that they currently have, Bruce Brown is on the Warriors' radar. Sources have said Bruce Brown is traded to the Toronto Raptors in a package for Pascal Siakam. Siakam finds himself as one of the better players on the market this season. The Lakers, the Knicks have all been in contact with the Toronto Raptors in recent weeks, sources have said, and he was an instrumental part of winning a championship for the Denver Nuggets. So the Golden State Warriors are a team that are struggling right now, and they have sort of a big conundrum at hand because they're in a similar spot to the Toronto Raptors. Again, a little bit of a better record, obviously more established guys on the roster and Steph Curry that have proven they can turn things around if they enter the playoffs, but they have a ridiculously high cap sort of hit, you know, not just for this season but for future years. They have a limited window in terms of what they can do, much less for their big three, because obviously Draymond Green and Klay Thompson have taken some steps back in the last couple years or so, but particularly Steph Curry, who is still one of the top 10 players, maybe top 5 players in the NBA. They want to maximize that window. When you have a top 5 player on your team, or top 10, whatever you want to call them, I don't want to debate, you know, the rankings in the NBA, but when you have one of those top dudes on your team, you want to maximize and milk that for everything that you can. So the Golden State Warriors, they're not a team that's probably interested in bottoming out, but they know that if they don't have flexibility to sort of improve this roster in coming seasons, then their hands are going to be tied to this Andrew Wiggins sort of contract, which, again, is really ugly right now, and he has completely fallen off relative to where he was during that championship sort of peak, where some were arguing he was the second best player on that championship-winning team. So, with Bruce Brown now available, a guy that has proven to be a complementary piece on a championship-level roster, offers more flexibility if things don't work out. We saw with Jordan Poole last summer, the Warriors are willing to make sort of cap-saving trades because they are deep, deep, deep into the luxury tax right now, and they're going to be for future seasons. So to off some of their long-term money to bring in a guy that could potentially help them in the short term, I mean, Bruce Brown is honestly the perfect fit for the Golden State Warriors in terms of what their front office is looking for, what their sort of, you know, cap situation is sort of situated at right now. So, I mean, the Toronto Raptors have some leverage when they're negotiating with the Golden State Warriors. And obviously, we can take a look at the stats and everything that's sort of gone on. Bruce Brown, 12 points per game, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, solid 3-point shooting, great defense, great cutter, is elevated by playing around better players. I mean, Bruce Brown, perfect fit. We don't have to go through his stats on what he can provide. Even with the Toronto Raptors, he's fitting in pretty well, despite the fact he has a very similar skill sets to what the Raptors already have on this core group. The Warriors would love to have Bruce Brown on the roster. So what could they send back? Well, matching money, obviously, I talked about the start, Wiggins being linked to the Toronto Raptors. The deal works. You know, if you throw it into the trade machine, I mean, I don't know if I got the trade. I didn't even get the bracket. But basically, you can trade Wiggins straight up for Bruce Brown. And looking at Wiggins' stats, again, not that sort of interesting to a lot of Raptors fans, because he's a solid defender for sure. But 12 points per game, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. His defense has fallen off a bit this season. His 3-point percentage has been inconsistent. Again, 28 years old, 29, so he's not, you know, the young guy that's sort of budding with potential, you know, for future seasons. But in the last 5 games, he has been playing better, averaging 18 points per game, shooting 44% from behind the 3-point line. Again, a very small sample size, just a 5-game stretch. But the contract for Andrew Wiggins is what makes it very ugly. Andrew Wiggins right now, until 2026-2027, it's going to be paid $24, $26, $28, and $30 million annually. So, I mean, that's not a good contract. That's a bad contract for what Andrew Wiggins is providing out there on the court. He's getting paid as sort of, you know, a close to max level guy, but providing very much role player level production right now for the Golden State Warriors. And the Raptors have been screaming, I've been talking in press conference after press conference, Masai Ujiri, about flexibility, keeping their options open, all that sort of stuff for the future. So why on earth would it make sense for a Bruce Brown, Andrew Wiggins trade? Well, that flexibility that the Golden State Warriors desperately need, that they really want to sort of see happen, they pay high bargain for that. And obviously the Raptors aren't going to be able to attach other assets to a Bruce Brown trade because he was just traded to the Toronto Raptors. There's regulations in terms of how trades can actually go down. Bruce Brown would have to be dealt in a package just on his own in terms of dealing with the Golden State Warriors, but I've flashed it a couple times already. The Golden State Warriors have some draft capital that they can definitely send the way of the Toronto Raptors. I mean, you know, 2025, I believe they traded their 2024 pick, you know, it's protected. So there's rules in terms of what deal picks they're able to trade. But if we could get 2026 and 2028 or from Golden State, you know, those types of picks with an aging Steph Curry, 2 first round picks for Bruce Brown and then Andrew Wiggins, who again, it's a bad contract. It'll affect the flexibility going forward in the future, but we need sort of someone to play that power forward, at least complement Scotty. Scotty and Wiggins can both play the 3 and 4 position. It's a positional need for this current Toronto Raptors group. You can, in theory, play defense. I mean, there's moments where Andrew Wiggins looks like an absolute monster out there over the course of his NBA career. And with Scottie Barnes, with RJ Barrett, with Emmanuel Quickley, he wouldn't be asked to be, you know, the number one, number two guy on this team, but he is capable of spacing the floor when he's locked in. And frankly, maybe you rehabilitate his value a bit. It's a tradable sort of asset in the future if you rehab his value, you know, a couple seasons down the line. The Raptors haven't been known, especially, you know, all seasons have, you know, progressed. We don't usually land big free agents. If we can land 2 Golden State Warriors first round picks, if we can get 2, I don't want 1, I want 2. And then potentially the rehabilitation project of Andrew Wiggins, who is Canadian. I mean, you know, Raptors fans in 2014 here in RJ Barrett and Andrew Wiggins, maybe later in that. But, you know, 2 young budding Canadian stars at that point on this roster. I mean, that's a fever dream. Again, I'm not too worried about Canadian. I'm looking at just the basketball side of things here now at this point. That draft capital is good, and you can use that those sort of assets to go different places. I mean, the Warriors have also struck out on a lot of their draft picks in the past, and they are going to be in a bit of a bind in the future here now. So those picks could be valuable, especially if you can get limited protections onto them. I'm not saying it's the deal to do. I don't know what the Bruce Brown market here is now at that point, and you know, that is a big contract from Andrew Wiggins. The reason we dealt away OG, the reason we dealt away Pascal Siakam is because, you know, the money just wasn't really going to work and things like that. But I don't know. It's something to look at. It's something to really grasp at. And I brought up a tweet. Basically, the Raptors were among the favorites to potentially land Andrew Wiggins in terms of the betting odds, you know, just a few weeks ago. So it's not unheard of. It's not something that seems that far-fetched in terms of him being a potential landing spot for the Raptors. Again, multiple first round picks on top of it. I have to question it. I have to look at it, not immediately shut it down. But I want to know what you guys think in the comment section down below. Would you be interested in a Bruce Brown for Andrew Wiggins swap if 2 first round picks were coming back to the Toronto Raptors? Let me know in the comment section below. But you guys are the best man as far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing up. Cheers.